Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show, where we jump into some of the best of my motivational quotes. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, and welcome to your weekly roundup of my 60-second motivational quotes that I post out on Instagram and other social media. We thought we'd compile them here for you to give you some motivational fire for your week. So let's go. When someone doesn't believe in you, realize that their understanding is not necessary for your progress. You know, we all want other people to give us permission or to understand or to cheer us on, but the reality is you're going for big things this next 12 months. You've got big dreams, ambitions for you, your family, your health, your achievements, your mission, your contributions to the world. Not everybody's going to understand that, and that is okay. You don't have to have people cheering you along every single step of the way. You're an adult now. You can be independent. Your life is yours. Personal freedom is yours. You don't need to compare or get their permission. You need to live your life.
Look, it's not selfish to want to be happier and have a better lifestyle. Those who judge you now for striving for that will thank you later for succeeding. You know, it's so important that you anticipate the fact that people won't believe in you. You have to anticipate the fact that people will offer judgment to you. They will offer, you know, advice to you. They will tell you not to do things. But mostly they're offering that from an ignorant perspective. And not to be mean about it, it's just that they don't know you. They don't know your heart. They don't know your capabilities. They don't know your work ethic. They often don't know the path that you're on. They don't know where you're trying to go. They don't know other people who have achieved it. So when you go and you do it anyway, when you put full effort in anyway, when you lead, when you serve, when you contribute, when you make it happen anyway, you become the role model. And they look forward to that and they see it and they go, oh my gosh, you actually did it. And they're stunned by that and they learn from that. And ultimately, they thank you for that. Believe in yourself still. Sometimes the last mistake and regret leads to the next miracle and reawakening. You know, so often we just beat ourselves up and we get caught up in our hurts and our messes and the things that we do that, you know, don't bring us pride, the things that we're embarrassed about, the things that we just completely failed at. And what do? That mistake or those regrets makes us stop and we think, oh, everything must be falling apart. But maybe those things actually just opened up the next gate of opportunity for you. You know, maybe all those mistakes were tests. Maybe that was just research and development, and it's opening up the door to that next miracle, that next chance. So don't always think that you know why you've gone through what you have gone through. There might be a higher order, a higher reason, a higher being, a higher God leading you exactly where you need to be, my friend. Anger is like sugar. Mission is protein. You know, so many people out there on social media are spouting just fire and fury and what they think is passion, but they never learn the difference between authentic, real passion and just straight up anger and vehemence and upset. And they think they're being inspirational and instead they're really downgrading the tone, downgrading their maturity, downgrading the ability to actually have a soulful, deep connection that's real versus just noise. If you're leading from anger and upset, and it feels like that, you don't break through. So what do you have to do? You have to deeply connect with your mission. And when you deeply connect with your mission, your heart comes alive. You sound differently. You make a different impact with people. Mission will last. Anger will fade.
I've kind of got this opinion about the strengths-based movement. You know, it's like we're all supposed to do our strengths and just follow our strengths and only do things that really amplify or focus on our strengths. And I go, that's just not real. That's not real life. If you have a big mission or purpose or dream and it's beyond your comfort zone, which is really what they call your strengths now, right? Do your strengths, do your strengths. I'm like, hold on. What should be important is the dream. And your dream or your purpose or your mission should never be made to bow down to your limited human strengths. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if that was the case. This video right here, I was terrified of video. I didn't like video. I sucked at video. I wasn't a good communicator. But I didn't say, well, I guess I can't do video because that's not my natural strengths. I said, what's the mission? Serve people, help people, inspire people? Well, then I'd better develop that into a skill.
Hey, it's Brendan, and listen to this one. Find what is good and strong and extraordinary about yourself, and hold that knowledge close when it gets difficult. You know, no doubt there'll be a lot of uncertainties ahead. There'll be dark days, difficult days, hard days. There'll be those times when you don't know what to do or where you're going or why things are turning out the way that they did. But if you can always hold close that idea, that thought, that belief, that feeling that you're a good person, that you're going to do your best, that you have good intentions, that you care about other people, that you want to live a good quality of life and you're willing to work for it. If you can always remind yourself of those values that you have, of the potential that you have deep inside of your heart, if you can remind yourself you're willing to work for it and that you know without any question, no matter what happens, that you're a good person, that you're a strong person, then in those dark times, there'll be a little more light inside. And you'll make it through. Hey, it's your coach, Brendan. And listen to this one. It's okay you are sad,
things are off. The tilt toward hate and cynicism and judgment would unbalance the strongest warrior. But do not forget to focus on hope as much as the hurt. That pain you feel comes from your heart, from empathy and reverence for life. Those are hopeful things. Breathe, my friend. Time has always shown that compassion and love outlast the deepest pangs of the night. Listen, we all do struggle. We all get sad when they judge us. We all get sad when day after day things don't move as fast as we want. We don't get where we want. People turn us down. We get criticism and judgment and discrimination. These things happen. But that sadness you feel from that, don't let that last too long, because there is hope on the other side and the future is better than you think. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this motivational session here on The Brendan Show. And listen, please do yourself a favor. If you like this type of thing, imagine spending 2 hours of training with me live every month, where I get to mentor you on how you can reach your highest levels of performance and potential in every single thing you do in your life. That program is called High Performance Mentoring. And you can go to brendan.com/monthly to join that program. That's brendan.com/monthly. And you can join our high performance mentoring program. It's where I go live every single month. And obviously when you join our mentoring program, it's just, I'm doing everything I can to coach you, to cheer you on, to share my latest insights from all my studies in neuroscience, positive psychology, behavioral economics, everything that I do to really just build my brand, build my life, and share every insight I can learn about strategies, ideas, and tools to improve your life. Go to brendan.com/monthly for a special to join that membership right now. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love.
Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in. I've got paying members coming in. I've got all these different products or courses or programs. And they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.